Following Hurricane Florence, up to 2 feet of floodwater sat for hours inside the county's middle school, destroying the building's floors and ceiling tiles, along with furniture and equipment. Assistant Superintendent Steve Curtis says he estimates repairs could cost roughly $1.5 million.
From the very start of the cleanup to getting everything back in place, furniture, equipment, flooring tile, ceiling tiles, and get the school so we can move back in. Because we don't know what the damage is to, like, the phone system, security system, intercom system.
Curtis says the school's flood insurance policy could cover up to about $1 million in damages. Many districts throughout the region had not purchased flood insurance ahead of Florence. Curtis says school board members there decided to buy it soon after the middle school flooded during Hurricane Irene 7 years ago.
If we didn't have this flood insurance policy and had to rely strictly on FEMA and or our property insurance, I think we'd be in a much bigger mess than we've got right now. So we're very thankful to have this policy.
Curtis says an environmental cleanup crew has already removed the school's ceiling panels and its tile floor, which the district plans to replace with flood-resistant material.
We've met with several different contractors that have just given us information on different types of flooring that would last through another flood. So whatever we decide to do, we want to make sure that it's resilient and it will last, and we won't have to worry about tearing it up or tearing it out again if it floods again, because it will.
The middle school is isolated from the district's main campus. It's located on the opposite side of the Bay River, less than a quarter mile away from the water. It's the only school that received flooding during the storm. Superintendent Lisa Jackson says the district ultimately aims to build a new middle school in an area that's not as vulnerable to flooding.
We do feel like this is inevitable. It's going to continue to happen, and we don't want to have to continue to displace these children and these staff. So, yes, we would like to see eventually a new school built somewhere out of that area, maybe get us all on this side of the bridge.
Jackson says state lawmakers expressed support for helping the district build a new school at a meeting on Friday.
I thought it was a pipe dream until last Friday when we literally met with some officials and it was brought to our attention. So it's something that we will certainly, once we get through this and through the devastation, it's certainly conversations that we will start as soon as possible. I think our teachers need that hope, and the students too.
Jackson says building a new middle school is the county's long-term vision, but right now the district's focus is repairing the damages at the existing school to ensure students and staff can safely return to their classrooms. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.